Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
This morning, I'm talking about Jesus starting today for as long as it takes, because Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, this is the church in Antioch. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that for a whole year, they gathered together, as we are doing here, with the church, and taught much people. So the gathering and the teaching of the people who were there caused a change in the people, and the disciples there were called Christians. Amen. They were not called Christians because they came to church on Sunday. They were called Christian because there was a real marked change in them. And the Christians that they were called was not they themselves calling themselves Christians. Do you understand? They didn't say, from today we are Christians. It is the people in the town who said, hey, you people, you are like somebody I know. You are resembling somebody. You are behaving like somebody. You are becoming like him. Like who? Christ. As you are a Ghanaian, or what are you? You are a Ghanaian. So in the same manner, you are a Christian. But they couldn't pronounce it well, that's all. And they called it Christian. But you are a Christian. You are a follower, and you have many, many striking. When you meet a Nigerian or a Sierra Leonean, do you wonder as to who you are talking to? No, you don't wonder. When you meet Nigerian and they open their mouth, they are you are from Niger. Then straight away. We don't have to wait and do any examination. And when you meet those from Sierra Leone or Liberia, when they start talking their patois, their Creole, hey, straight away, I know that you're not one of us. You are one of them. So, are you listening? So, there is an expectation. There's an expectation that as we assemble, and our thoughts, we should change. Amen. We should change and become more and more like Jesus by the name that you are carried. Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this morning. Thank you for the gathering of your saints here in this house. Lord, bless and transform us, and turn us to become more and more like Jesus. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. John 13 and verse 15. Just for us to know how Jesus himself was thinking. This is Jesus himself, how he was thinking about us, the disciples. He said, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. Amen. Amen. Too few of us, is there any similarity between you and Jesus Christ? I don't think anybody will say, you look like Jesus. Have you heard it before? You look like Jesus. Oh, I don't think so. I heard a story about a missionary who was going to try to do missions, a young man. He said, let me do something for God. So he got up one day and said, I am going to an African tribe. I don't know why Africa, but African tribe, to go and do missions there. So he went to the place. When he got there, he said that, he found that they don't speak English. He was very shocked that he thought that everybody speaks English in the world. So English is the international language. So when he got there, no one spoke English. He was very shocked. So he got to the place and tried to learn the language. It didn't work. He couldn't. You now, how many languages do you speak? Please ask your neighbor how many. You have been to secondary school. You learned French. Didn't you learn French?
Yeah.
You were taught French.
Yeah.
Parlez-vous français? You see? No, you can't answer the way. Yeah. No, he couldn't learn the language. So he said, okay, I'll be with them. Look, African farmers, what they do in a normal day's work is backbreaking. The guy tried to go with the men to the farm. Hey, he almost died. Because they bent down and they are hoeing and weeding, clearing vast areas. He, after 15 minutes, his palms were all bleeding. He said, no, this work is too much. I can't do this work with working the farm. So he left the farm. He said, oh, let me go to join the women. That will be easier work. He went to the women doing their backyard farms and pounding and things. Hey, there too. He couldn't keep up. The women were working much faster, much more than him. He said, hey, what is this? No, it's not working. So, okay, there's one more group, the children. So he went to the children. As for children, there, they will play with you. They don't understand, but sign language and eye contact and pointing. Oh, so the children became happy with the white man in the village. They will follow him around the whole village, laughing and playing games. And he was just in there with the children. Luckily, as he was coming, he had some paracetamol and some chloroquine in his bag. So when he heard people were sick, he would bring out his paracetamol, go to the people and give them paracetamol and give them chloroquine. And they became better. So he was forcing, trying to teach. Are you listening? Trying to be a missionary in the village. He was trying. And he said that now, after many, many months, no change, no improvement, nothing. I have failed. So he said, I'm going. Then he packed and left. And here's the true story. So he packed and left and went away. Sometime later, I don't know how long, months or years, I don't know how long later, but another man came there, a church. They said, we are coming to do crusade, as we are also doing crusade. So that church, that group came with lights, canopy, a stand, speaker, PA system. They came and they gathered all the villagers and they said, we are coming here to preach Jesus. And the people said, okay, we have not heard Jesus before. So preach. So the man said that I'm here to show you about Jesus. He came from far away to be with us on this earth. And they were listening. They said, Jesus came. He's the friend of the two children. Then they began to laugh. They said, oh, Jesus came. He was a healer. Then they began to laugh. And he asked, why laugh? He said, oh, Jesus, he was here. He was here. They said, oh, no, you don't understand. Jesus is not here, but he's in heaven. So, okay. Then he began to say, Jesus, he was a Hindu. He was here. He was here. He said, what do you mean? He was here in this village with us. He's just that he's gone. You know. So as the man was asking more questions, then he got to understand that a missionary was here earlier who couldn't preach, but tried to live, but he has gone. Then he said, I understand. That man who came is not Jesus, but Jesus sent him. Jesus sent him. So they said, okay. So that's why he's like his father. So then he now began to preach, and the gospel worked. But ask your neighbor, if you had gone to a village and had been left there for some months, what would be the result? For some men, there'll be children. Oh, yes. Some men will find a girlfriend in the village and leave a son or daughter behind. Oh, it's not true. Yeah. I mean, there is so little similarity between many of us and Jesus. And I think it's because many of us don't really know. Are you listening to me? Don't really know who Jesus is. We know the name, like John Dramani Mahama. We know the name, but we don't know him. We don't know what food he likes. We don't know what kind of person he is. I want you to understand that many of us, I believe we are sincere. I believe we are trying to do the best that we can. But the bottom line is, you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus, so you don't know how to be like him. You don't know what to change. When they say, be like Jesus, what about Jesus? What am I going to be like him about? I mean, and it's like, so I'll just take his name. I'll just take his name and then just move on. That's not what it means. Hallelujah. We need to resemble Jesus. Amen. We need to resemble Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me give you one scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. This is the image of the Lord. We are changed from glory to glory. It says from one degree of glory to another. It means, are you listening? It means that we are you, as you have become, you have come to know the Lord. It is expected that you will change. Are you listening? It is expected that you will change. Amen. Look at the easy to read version. And it says, but our faces are not covered. We all show the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him. Do you understand? You are, look at me. You are supposed to look not like a Ghanaian or anything. You are supposed to look more and more like Jesus. There's a benefit. You have glory, but that's not what we are looking at this morning. You are supposed to look more and more like Jesus. You see, the different versions of the Bible tell us different things. So the Living Bible says, but we Christians have no veil over our face. We can be mirrors that reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord, are you listening? As the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him. We become some. So listen, there must be a working inside you. There must be something going on inside you for you to become more and more like Jesus. It's not just an automatic become. No, something is working inside you. And it says, but we Christians have no veil. You know, even that one is not clear still. We have no veil. Who here is wearing a veil? Nobody's wearing a veil. You know, and those who wear a veil, Moses wore a veil when he came down. Message Bible. And it says, we are free of it. All of us. Nothing between us and God. There should be nothing between you and God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning, Jesus is saying that Paul is saying, we should be transformed. We should be changed. And that change is from within. That change is from within. And it's a gradual change. Hallelujah. It is a gradual change from within. And that change should make you more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Let me give you another clue. Okay? This is a major key. Let me give you a major key to help you change. So number one is you must be changed from within. It's not by following instructions. No, too many of us, we are conscious of rules and regulations. Yeah, like, oh, come to church on time, go on time. It's not regular. Tell somebody, can you not obey regulations? In your heart, you are rebellious. How many have been smiling at somebody and insulting in their head? Yeah, smiling very happily. Yeah, so rules and regulations don't mean anything. That's why it says the change comes from within. Amen? Oh, you didn't say the amen. Amen? And the first is that it is the spirit within you. You must want it. You must say, I want to be like Jesus. It must be your own desire. Not that I am happy as I am. Many of you are happy as you are. True or not true? You think I've done too badly. You're okay. You have just, I know worse people. So I'm happy. No, it's not like that at all. Amen. So number one, you must want to be like Jesus and change from within. No longer rules and regulations. So the mystery is this. If we declare that from myself and Reverend William, we have a meeting, then we say that, okay, from today, church is optional. If you like, don't come. It's free for all. You can go. How many will come on Sunday? Sunday, you remember that I can do my work. Now it's optional. So I'll go next week. This week, I'll not go. Oh, it's not true. Some of you, suddenly, you say that, hey, today, my back, the knees that couldn't work. Yeah. If suddenly there is some wild announcement that today there's no light, no water, no petrol, everything is hard. So just stay home if you can and just pray to God in your heart. But those of you who can make it to church, just come to church and force and come. Some walk, some try, every kind of means. Many will stay home. How many here suspect they are among the many who will stay home? You suspect. You don't, me, I suspect you. Don't suspect. Yeah. So, number one is no longer rules and regulations, but an inner desire of yourself that I'm changing inside. Amen. Let me see the second major key to becoming like Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is Christ, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. You know, this scripture, I think we have already speak the truth in love. Yeah. But you missed the point. Do you know what the real point is? Stop lying. Stop lying. That's the bottom line. This, speak the truth in love. You know, I have to add love to the truth. So there's no love. I won't say the truth. I mean, you have all kinds of gymnastics here. It's a very simple fact Paul is giving here. Look at the contemporary English version. Love should always make us tell the truth. Then we will grow in every way and be more like Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. you will be surprised, but it is true. The greatest mark of Satan in your life is lying. It's lying. The most severe drag, or what pulls you back more than ever, more than anything, is the power or the ability to lie. Because when you tell one lie, what did Jesus tell the people in John chapter 8? You are of your father the devil. Why? He's a liar and the father of all lies. So when you also tell a lie, you are the what? Son of Satan. You are quiet. When you tell one lie, you are waking up to say, my name is Jibodi. Where are you from? That's my name. You guess. Yeah, guess. That's all. I've told you my name, Jibodi. Or what other name is there clearly? Or my name is Ekuya. Ekuya, where are you from? Guess. Yes, you are an Akan. So some things easily mark you. Are you listening? They easily mark you immediately where you are from. When they ask you, what's your name? My name is Ni Odoe. Ni Odoe, where are you from? Guess. I don't have to guess again. I know where I'm from. Ni Odoe, I'm from Accra. Are you understanding? Some things automatically mark you and tell us where you are from. So when you tell, look at me, when you tell one lie at once, you are now a satanic child. You say, oh, I'll repent. No, it's not a repenting. You have said who you are. And you are just showing how you are aligned. So how can that serious? It's very easy. If you like, from today, stop lying. You see how hard it is. Because many times, we don't want to do what we are supposed to do. So we just throw in a lie. And then we just escape. Are you coming tomorrow? Oh, yes, I'll be there. You're a liar. You won't be there. Have a prayer meeting. Will you come for a prayer meeting? Friday prayer meeting. What time? 6 o'clock. I'll be there. You are a liar, pa. If you have said, I will not be there, which is the truth, there will be a discussion which will try to show you the benefit or the reason for everything. But you have just short-circuited everything and said that, just said a clear lie to avoid any further discussion. Please turn to your neighbor and say, you are a master liar. That's why, and tell him, and that is what is holding you back. Yeah. If we decided, all of us, from today, when they ask you, do you tithe? No, please, I don't tithe. Don't you think we will change? Did you pray this morning? No, please, I didn't pray this morning. Do you pray? Yes, I pray. Last week, I prayed. Last month, I prayed. Last 3 weeks, I prayed. But today, I have not prayed. Yesterday, I didn't pray. That's the truth. When they ask you, do you pray? The answer is, yes, I pray, which is true. When did you pray? I've forgotten. That's even more true. And then when you are you listening? When you are now aware that as you are coming, you can be asked, did you pray? You will now say, hey, I better pray. Oh, I better do my quiet time. Because as I'm going, don't ask me. And they're having a service on Wednesday. I'm not going. Why aren't you going? There's no set. Tell neighbor, your lies are too many. Tell neighbor, your lies are too many. You are just at home Wednesday evening. You are just sitting in your house doing nothing. You are sitting in your house. No sensible, proper reason. It's just laziness, foolishness, backsliding, and Christianity. Why you are in your house on a Wednesday evening when there's church. When they ask you why, I'm busy. Liar. I was doing something. Liar. That's why you're not becoming like Christ. You're not minding me again. No problem. I'm here for weeks. I'm not changing this topic. I'm not changing. I'm coming for weeks on Jesus. Oh, yes. I'm not changing. Because you're telling about your... When I look at you and Jesus and you and Satan, the similarity is not this way. It's not this way. I don't see Jesus Christ in you much. And I see lying. I see other illegal behaviors. I see some watching films. As you're watching, you're feeling guilty, but you are still watching. I see all the other things. You say, oh no, I'm born again. I'm not discussing born again. I'm discussing who you resemble. I'm not discussing born again. I don't doubt born again. I'll come and doubt it later. Right now, I'm discussing who do you resemble? Who are you looking like? Amen. Amen. And if you decide, do you know how I know? Because some years ago, I planned that I'll stop lying. Some years ago. How I've suffered since then. No. It's not a good a pledge to make. If you are going to make it, be ready for pressure. Be ready for meeting people and having people look at you funny or being in trouble unnecessarily. When an easy lie, why are you late? No taxi. Then you have escaped. An easy lie could just deliver you from a trouble. But when you plan that I won't lie again, suddenly you are in trouble. With your boss, with your parents, with people, every kind of trouble has come upon you. You mind me again? Amen. Lying. Lying is one of the greatest drawbacks for a Christian. Lying. And we have now made white lie, black lie, gray lie, half lie. We have now qualified the lies into different categories. I don't know where it came from. Tell somebody a lie is a lie, full stop. Oh, a lie is a lie, full stop. And Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, about becoming like Jesus, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That means that God who is working in us is working. The work is continuing until Jesus comes. That is when? The end of the world. So, look at me. At no point must you relax in your determination to be like Jesus. You have never reached. You have never reached. You say, oh, I'm better than somebody. No problem, you're better than him. But you're all very poor compared to Bill Gates. You're better than him. Yeah, you're a bit poorer or a bit less poor, whatever it is. But you're all far, far down. Then we have work to do every single day. Every single day until Jesus comes. Amen. I didn't hear an amen. We are to be changing. We are to be God. No, hold your neighbor. Hold your neighbor for me. We are to be changing, and God is working on us until Jesus comes or until you die. Choose one. Until you die. So there is, as we sit here this morning, none of us has finished transformation. None of us. All of us are still, on the marking scheme of 100. Give yourself points. 5%, 9%, 13%. Because do you know why I'm giving such a low mark? Because there's no effort in you. You have gone to an exam room and the paper is in front of you. Take the pen and at least attempt the question. What do they say? Attempt the question. Attempt that. You are sitting there saying, Mintiasi. Attempt. At least try. But the lack of trying is giving you, and some lectures won't give you 0. They'll give you 5. Just to avoid any confusion about saying, I didn't go there. Tell your parents, I didn't come. I missed the paper. Is he the liar? They'll give you 5. A mark that you came but got something very low for just being present. Amen. Are you listening? So starting today, we are on a journey. Hallelujah. On a journey to become more and more like Jesus. Let me give you an acronym. GROW. GROW. We are going to grow. Okay? We are going to grow. And grow is spelled G-R-O-W. Amen. We are going to grow and become more like him. So grow is G-R-O-W. And each letter means something. Are you listening to me? So number one, G. G in the growth. G is what? Go to God daily in prayer. Go to God daily in prayer. Hallelujah. Many of us don't pray every day. Many of us just, we just move through life somehow. But as to say that you pray every day, when I say pray, I don't mean shabaya, blah, 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 blah. I'm brushing my teeth or I'm bathing, then shabaya, blah, blah, then I'm finished. Tell somebody useless. That is a useless prayer. Tap your neighbor, please. You are brushing your teeth, they are praying. Tell somebody, what kind of mad person are you? No, please ask him, what kind of crazy person are you? You are praying when you are brushing your teeth. Or say, I pray when I'm in the shower. I pray when I'm in the shower. That's why you don't bath well or you don't pray well. Choose one. Which one will you choose? You don't bath or you don't pray well. No, you don't. You don't do both well. Go to God daily in prayer. John 15. Why? Because Jesus says, I am the vine. Verse 5. And you are the branches. If you stay joined to me and I to you, you will bear much fruit. You are together. The tree, the plants, do they separate and come? No, they don't. They are forever united. They are forever united. It means that you are supposed to be listen to me. I don't think you are listening to what I'm saying. You are supposed to be consistently united to Jesus. Consistently. Don't remember Jesus on Sunday. Then Monday to Friday, you are a student. You are walking around. I'm learning for exams. I have to go to work. I have an assignment. I have a busy taking trotro, going to town. There's traffic in the way. It's raining. Every kind of... Tell them that there is... No, please hold, tell them there is no excuse for not going to Jesus every day. There's no excuse. And you say, every day, say, okay, I'll do the morning. No, this morning or afternoon, it's a useless question. Morning, afternoon, evening. It's the whole day. Listen to me. You are to be mindful of Jesus all day long. I didn't hear an amen. You are to be what? I didn't hear it again. You are to be mindful of Jesus all day long. Morning, afternoon, and evening. Even as you are eating breakfast, you can be thinking of Jesus. Even as you are walking, sometimes you must listen. Sometimes just don't take trotro and just walk. And when you are walking, do you know what you're walking is? Walking is free time to pray. Walking is free time to pray. I remember when this young man here was going to do some exam, and then he had a car. And I was asking him, why aren't you driving? So I'm taking trotro. I said, why? Drive and go. Say, no, I'll take trotro. Why? In the trotro, I have time to read. Hey! In the trotro, I have time to read. When I'm driving, I can't read. So I have a crowd to traffic. Trotro is 1 hour. 2 hours. Trotro is 2 hours. So I have 2 free hours to read. Whereas you say, because I have a car, so I'll drive. Foolish person. I have a car, so I'll drive. You are not mindful of how to redeem the time because the days are evil. You are just not thinking. Somebody is thinking how to utilize their time. Listen, if you are to be mindful of Jesus, every time they say walk, every walk is, you say, thank God, is a prayer walk. Every time you are alone, it's a time. My wife has traveled. I'm alone in my bedroom. I miss it, but I don't miss it. No. I'm very happy alone in my room. Because there's nobody to call me and ask me anything. No. Nobody. Nobody. The whole house. Nobody can call me and ask me a question in the house.
The one who can call me has gone. I'm free. You know, don't say it loud, but I'm free.
Yeah. I'm free to sit down in one chair in my pajamas up till the evening. I've not bathed. She's not there to ask me, are you going to bath? Nobody can ask me, are you going to bath? Who asked me, have you bathed today? In my house, who asked me? In my own house, where I pay the bills. No, I can sit in my place, in my pajamas from morning till evening. I've not moved, stepped out anywhere. Why? Because I'm there. And I'm talking with the Lord all the time. Why don't you make use of every opportunity? I don't know why you are quiet. Every time you are in a... Look, break time. Break time is time to... You don't have money to eat. You don't have money for food. So you're just going to hang out and be useless socializing with friends. Just talking nonsense, and then some foolish friend will tell you about the foolish boy or foolish girl they've had over the weekend. And then before you are aware, the whole conversation has become bizarre. True or not true? Yeah. So break time or these times, step aside somewhere and say, listen, today, this morning I was late, I couldn't wake up earlier, whatever. So let me find some few minutes every day to spend time with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go, what's the G? Go to Jesus, go to God every day in prayer. Every day. Every day in prayer. I didn't, and you see, Bible says, pray without season. Pray, are you listening to me? Pray without season. That means pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, and pray in the evening. And then what? Pray in the night. Tell your neighbor, listen to me. Decide. The first thing you do in the morning, when you wake up, say thank you, Jesus, is a prayer. And the last thing you do as you are lying down trying to sleep, the last thing you do is pray again. And then, are you listening to me? I'm trying to show you how to become more Christian. Decide. Look at me. Decide. Every moment I'm free by myself, I will think of Jesus. Just think of Jesus, think of salvation, think of heaven. I try to imagine how heaven is. And I see heaven has roads and trees. I hear the grass green is different from the green of our grass here. I hear the grass is alive. They are, and the flowers talk. They are alive. Yeah. Because where God is life. So where God is there, everything is alive. How many have watched Transformers before? Yeah. Even phones can come to life and become the autotones. No, listen. Decide. Are you listening to me? Every day, do what? Every day, do what? Hey, you're not minding me. Every day, do what? In prayer. When? Every day, when? Morning, afternoon, evening, night. When? In a trotro, in your walking, in your break, and sometimes you are at work, you are sitting down, you have no work to do. True or not true? True or not true? So what should you do? Do something Christian. Open your Bible or have, no, don't carry Bible. At least your phone, if this is where your phone is useful. Open your phone and just find some Bible scripture to read or something. Go to God every day. I said, go to God every day. You tell me about, we waste so much time. Sometimes, how many on a holiday, you lie in bed till 11 o'clock? How many have done some before? In a holiday, lying in bed till 11 o'clock. Do you know what I'm going to say in my head? Ah, you are not wise. Luckily, that was before, not today. How can you waste the whole morning? Then when it's time to church, say, oh, sorry, today's a holiday, I have to wash. You have wasted the whole morning lying down. Now that is God's time, I have to wash, I have to cook, I have to do things. You have just wasted the whole morning. That's why students are always hot for exams. Oh, no, in fact, very few students are not hot for an exam. Do you know why? They waste their time. They waste their time. When the semester begins, they copy notes. When they enter the room, just throw it on their bed and then they go out. I've been there before. When they come in from the room after, or when they get home like this one, when they get home from school, just throw the book down. I'm free. I'm free to do what I like. You're free. What freedom is free? You are crazy. That's why as the exam time is coming, you are hot and you are under pressure. But that's why your relationship with Jesus is so rare and so sparse. The key is what? G is what? Go to God every day in prayer. Hallelujah. And let me just add something. Somebody just made a comment. I remembered it. He said, do you know why some days are bad? Because God said, Jesus said, give me this day my daily bread. So God takes care of you daily. So on some days that you don't go to him, on those days, he's also watching you do your foolishness. Some days he will intervene, some days he will not. Go to God every day and you will see him provide for you. How often? Every day. You will see him do something for you every day because God cannot fail us. Hallelujah. Number two, R. R is what? Read the Bible every day. Acts 17. Acts 17 and verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And then did what? Search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. I can bet the day I'm broke, I'll come and bet that nobody here, when we go home, opens a Bible to check today's verse. I can bet. Nobody. Tell your neighbor they've caught you. Tell your neighbor they've caught you. They've caught you. You just go home every Sunday, and once the service ends, no, listen to me. Once the service ends, you what? Game over. Then you just shut down all Christianity and say, I'm back to myself. That's why you are not becoming like Christ. You're back to yourself. You just go back and forth every day, back and forth. You're not trying to be a Christian. You are not trying to be a Christian. You're just a church goer. Come and sit down, occupy my chair, breathe the air conditioner air. Then you go home again, causing me financial loss, adding your body heat to the room. No. Receive the word with all readiness of mind. It means they were eager. They were looking forward to it. And then what? Search the scriptures daily. Ask your neighbor, excuse me, please. It's not me, it's the man. It's the man. He said, how can you be a serious Christian when you don't take notes? Ask your neighbor for me, please. How? How can you be a serious Christian? How can you learn? You have gone to school. You are sitting in a classroom. The teacher is teaching and you don't have notes. You are crazy. You don't write notes in a class. Say, oh, I remember. You remember. You are going to fail. Because as soon as the meeting ends, 80% is gone. 80% is gone. And the 20 that is left, by the time you get to your room, 7 is gone. 7 is gone. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Read your Bible every day. Read your Bible. Search. You see, no matter, let's start from somewhere. Okay? Let's start from somewhere. Number one, everything you hear in church, when you go home, look it up again. Are you listening to me? Everything. What am I saying? Everything. So in church, I've given you many scriptures. If you like, just don't write notes. Just write the scriptures. Just write the scriptures. Are you writing scriptures? You're writing scriptures. Just write the scriptures. And when church, you know, our church too, when we end, we don't go home. We are here till the evening. So maybe there's probably, you know, opportunity. I don't know what it is. But when you get home, make sure you revisit every scripture that was mentioned today that you wrote down. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. That's what number what? Number one. Read, yeah. Number two, number one. Number two of number two. Decide. Look at me. Decide. Every day, read something from the Gospels. Every day, take the Bible, open the Gospel, where? Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, whichever one of them. Even don't, it doesn't matter where it is. Look, are you listening to me? Are you listening? Every day, read something from the Gospels. Every single day. Every single day. This is not quiet time. This is not quiet time. I'm giving you three keys about going to God every day. This is not quiet time. I'm not there yet. Number one is what? Whatever scripture is giving you in church, when you go home, look it up again. Number two is what? Read the Gospels once in a while. Weekly. Every day. How long? How much? How short? It doesn't matter. I don't care. Even one verse, I don't mind. But open your Bible and, are you listening? Open your Bible and read from the Gospels every day. Every day. Amen. And number three, do your quiet time. That one is a whole sermon by itself. I'll come there later. Number three, do your quiet time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is, the O is what? Hey, the R, what's the R? Read your Bible daily. How many will decide to try? Listen, let me tell you something. Listen to me. If you try, I don't tell anybody, I know I've been a, you have ignored me many times. Tell anybody, I know you have ignored him many times. He has preached, he just wasted the preaching many, many times. But this one, today, I beg you, start to be serious. Today. No, shake your, hold on neighbor's dress and tell them, you have been fooling around too long. Foolish boy, foolish girl. I didn't say it, the man said. I didn't say it. Yeah, foolish boy, foolish girl. You have been fooling around too long. It's time to change. You have been a borderline case for too long. You are just in church, but your salvation, sometimes it disappears. No. Read the Bible every day. Number one, whatever scripture is shared in church, when you go home, read it again. Search the scripture daily, whether those things were so. Number two, what? Read the Gospels every day, morning or evening. Morning or evening. Tell them that's a foolish question, morning or evening. Just read it every day. I don't care morning or evening or in the trotro, or even you have gone to the doctor, there's a long queue. Pull out your phone and read a scripture. We waste many, many, many hours in different places. Do you know what I read recently? They said that if you live to be 70, you spend almost one third of 70, 23 years in bed. If you live to be 70, you are spending about 23 years in bed. Look at it, what a waste. Look at your neighbor. Say, you are a very foolish person to lie down. No, tap your neighbor. Tell them you are a very foolish person to lie down for 23 years. What kind of person are you? Okay. He said, I'm not 70. No problem. Ask him, how old are you? Ask your neighbor, how old are you? And then divide his age by three and tell him you are a useless person to lie down. You are 30 and you are lying in bed for 10 years. What kind of person are you? 10 years, Mina, 10 years lying down in bed, 10 years wasted, just lying in bed. What kind of wasted life is this? 16 years, wasted, just lying in bed. And those who are sick, they added, even added more to it. Ah, No. It's not right at all. Amen. Oh, are you listening to me? Read your... That is the beauty of why now I don't mind everybody having a mobile phone, the smartphones. Because there's so much information and Bibles. You can have your messages. You can put everything on your phone so that in your small time, little corner somewhere, pull it out. And when you pick up your phone to read something sensible, I tell you, no foolish person will come with a crazy idea. Nobody will come with a crazy idea. Hallelujah. And are you listening to me this morning? Joshua 1 and verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart. Let's read it together. Ready? Go. This book of the Lord. Hey, be serious. Read it with energy and strength. Ready? Go. This book shall not, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Read it again. Some of you don't understand the English. Read it again. Ready, go. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Grow, G-R-O, the O. Obedience. Obey God. Obey God. But that's not all. Obey God moment by moment. Don't say that I obey. Obey God every all the time. Obey God moment by moment. It means that if you are walking and you hear God say something to you, at once obey. Don't say, oh, I'm waiting to get home or when I'll consider. No. Obey God moment by moment. Amen. One of our biggest failures is that God speaks to us at certain times of the day. Go and talk to somebody. Go and stand here. Do this. And you don't obey. That's one of our greatest failures. How many will agree with me? Once God spoke to you, but you didn't do it. Can I see your hand? God spoke to you. My sister, God has spoken to you. He has spoken to you. And you didn't obey. Or you obeyed. You didn't obey. So you are one of those who should raise their hand. Yes. God speak. Do you know why I know God speaks to us? Because no father doesn't speak to his children. Even a baby that is how many weeks old? You, the father, you say, coochie, 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 coochie. Woo, boom, 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 boom. Look at that. A baby with no sense. Chuku, chuku, chuku. Manya, manya, manya. Hey! And you are talking. Oh, just me, it's not true. Henry. Yeah. A baby that doesn't understand shilling, doesn't even look at you, is busy about his own thoughts. Then the father says, chuku, chuku, chuku. Hello, baby. Hello, sweetheart. But Davidetto. Then you're just talking to a baby that is not even minding you. But you go and come back and talk again. That's how I know God will talk to you. That's how I know God, unless you are some kind of intruder in this house, which I don't think. Unless you are some kind of wayside boy, which I don't think. Once you are a child of God, excuse me, let me just cross-check. Ask your neighbor, are you a child of God? Cross-check. 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 Ask your neighbor, are you a child of God? Cross-check. Priscilla, cross-check all your children over there. Cross-check. Clarissa, cross-check. Ask them, are you a child of God? Or what are you? If you are, by all means, God will talk to you. By all means, no matter how wicked how stupid, how backslidden, no matter how lazy, no matter what excuse, God will talk to you. No matter how sinful. You say, I'm a sinner, Pa, I'm a sinner. You are a sinner. We know the prodigal son, his father, he knew where the boy had been. But when he came, he was waiting for him. God will talk to you. God will, please hold your neighbor and tell him, listen. The man said, I should tell you that God, maybe right now, God is talking to you. Right now. So the key is obey God moment by moment. Obey him. Every time you think you hear God or you hear him, obey. You are in your room. Then you hear God. Go on the veranda. Obey. Obey. Just go and stand on the veranda. Somebody may pass. Nothing will happen. You don't know. Maybe you are being saved from something. One day I was looking for a taxi and there was a large crowd at the Trotro station. Hey, they were fighting for taxi and fighting for Trotro. I said, this fight, I can't fight some. I can't fight taxi. I can't fight Trotro. I can't fight. No. Then I just heard, stand where you are. I said, where I'm standing, the Trotro is here. The taxi queue is here. Where I'm standing, there's nothing. Why am I standing here? Why am I standing here? At least I should go and join one queue and gradually, after all the fighting, I'll be getting nearer and nearer one of their cars. I said, no, stand where you are. So I just stood where I am in the middle of nowhere. Do you know what happened? A taxi came, parked right in front of me. The total line was here, taxi queue was here, parked right in front of me. So I said, hey, so I asked him, are you going? He said, yes. So I just stepped inside. Then he just drove off. Just me. No. Why are you coming for me? Because you have stood there. God said, stand there. He said, no, let me go and fight with the Totoro. Or let me go and fight with this thing. But God has told you exactly a way out. He has said, listen, how many have been there? You were preparing for an exam. Then he came to head, read this thing. He said, no, it won't come. Foolish, tell the person, foolish boy or foolish girl. Their thought came to you, read this, and you didn't read. I mean, has it happened to you? It came to you. You just open your book. They say, this topic is nice. They said, nah, it hasn't come for a long time. Then you bypass it. Please tap your, ask a student, are you a student? If you are, tap his head and say, foolish students. Foolish. When God is showing you how to pass the exams, you are coming to use your own strategy to read unnecessary pages that won't come. And God, who knows what is coming, is showing you what to read. You say, nah, it won't come. Are you listening? What is G? What is G? No, I can't hear you. Please, what is G? Daily in prayer. Pray every day. Morning, afternoon, noon, and night. Break time, trot, waiting in the queue. You are in the class, lecturer hasn't come, and the people are just shouting around, throwing paper balls around. Just take your phone and read something. R is what? Every day. Every day. What's number one under R? Every scripture that is given to you in church. When you go home, look at it again. Look at it again. So starting when? Today. So how many have today's scripture? Please check your neighbor and ask him, are you a fool that you didn't write your neighbor the scripture today? Please check your neighbor. Please check your neighbor. Say, oh, it's not me. It's the man sent me to check whether you are a fool or not. Please check. Do you have the scriptures I've given today? Acts 17 and 11. I've given you many scriptures today. Has your neighbor written them? Please check. Don't believe them. They are liars. I've told you. They are liars. Please check. I want to see the scripture. Hey, please, Abigail, check. I want to see your scripture that you've written today. If it's less than three, say you are a useless person. Less than three. I've given many scriptures. You have only three scriptures. You are not serious. You are not becoming like Jesus. You are becoming the same or something else. One is what? Read the scriptures. Two is what? Read the gospel. Every day, gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which one? Any of them. John is very nice. Matthew is very nice. Mark is very nice. Luke is great. Read any of them. Amen. how much, read one chapter, one verse, one paragraph. It doesn't matter. Just have the habit of reading the gospel every day and continue every day. After a while, it will be a pattern. And number three is what? Do your quiet time. Now we'll come there. O is what? Obey God moment by moment. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22. I'm giving you more scriptures, so those of you who don't write scriptures, and it's not only today. Mr. Sarko, are you writing scripture? You're not writing. Borrow paper. Ask them. Bring me envelope. I have to write. Write something. Write something. We are changing. I'm not accepting anybody left behind again. No. I'm not accepting it again. No. We have struggled too much with shallow, inconsistent Christians. No, we are changing to become more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel. And Samuel, give me the ERV. But Samuel answered, which pleases the Lord more, burnt offering and sacrifices, or obeying his command? Then he answered the question himself. It is better to obey the Lord than to offer sacrifices to him. It's better. No, it's better to obey God small, little by little, than you're trying to do something great for him. What great thing can you do? God is great. That's all. You can't make him greater. But what you can do for yourself is to obey God moment by moment. Hallelujah. Hear. You must just hear and obey him. How to hear? We'll come to it one day. And the W. G is go to God in prayer. R is read the word daily. O is obey God moment by moment. And W, witness for Christ with your words and your life. Witness for Christ with your words and your life. Hallelujah. That your words and your life will be a message about Jesus. That when they ask you, things I'll tell you is when you are in town or you are anywhere and you have food, you know what you should do? Bow your head and pray. Even in a trotro, in a chop bar, face the wall, kokonte, or whatever it is, bow your head and pray. You say, oh, I can't pray. It's a public area. It's not a public area. It is a custom I have. Bow your head and pray. Amen. Even in school. Look, my sister told me something, Form 1. I've not stopped it since then. She said to me, do not write any exam. Do not start any paper if you haven't prayed. She told me, don't start. When in our time, the paper comes to you face down. She said that when the paper is put to you face down, you to put your hand on the paper and pray before you turn it. Do not tell your neighbor, don't write any exam if you haven't prayed.
Yeah.
Witness with your life and your words. Let them around you know you are a Christian. Let what? Let those around you know you are a Christian. It shouldn't be a secret. I'm a secret agent. I'm a personal. It's my personal faith. It's inside my heart. No. It's not. If you are what you are, you are what you are. Amen. I was once working in an office with some people who were totally unchristian. Oh, not Monday was terrible. Mondays. When we come to office on Mondays, they come to discuss the weekend. Hey, troubles and badness and evil and wickedness, they are coming to sit down and look, they will come and sit down and begin to talk. I said, this thing, I won't do some. So when they gather on Monday, I say, I'm coming. I'm just coming here. Then I'll leave. Then always Monday. Monday was their time. And then I think it was Wednesday when they get PMP.
You know PMP? It was a newspaper.
When it comes, then they bring it on the table, then they all gather to read and talk. Oh, ah, yeah. They all gather to look at it. So Mondays and those PMP times, I just walk out of the room. So one day when they came again, no, then I got up. He said, ah, he's going again. I said, yes, I'm going again. Now they've marked me. When they come, I go, yes. Let them mark you that you are a Christian. I didn't hear amen. Amen. Let them, tell anybody, let them mark you. No, please, add your finger and prick the neighbor. Chuck him. Let them mark you. Let them know, notice you, that you are a Christian. You are a believer. That you pray. And you have a Bible in your purse or in your pocket. And you are among the men who read Bible. When they say the weak men or the whatever kind of men it is. Yes, I'm one. The men who read Bible, I'm one. Amen. Witness with your life and your words. John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 4:19. Matthew 4:19. And Jesus said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Are you here this morning? Listen, I want us to start a project. Okay? Oh, are you listening to me? Okay? I want us, all of us here this morning, to start a project. And the project is, we are becoming more and more like Jesus. We are growing, all of us. We are growing to become more and more like him every day. Every day. And they ask you, how can you become like Jesus? And because it is a lifetime ambition, because we are going to do this thing until the end, until Jesus comes. Because it's a lifetime ambition, there's no hurry. But you take your time and do it one step by one step. And the key is, we are going to grow, G-R-O-W, to become more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. See him as he is. 2 Corinthians 3:18. See him as he is. No more lying. Do we agree? How many can imagine it will be hard? It will be hard. How many are like, you say, oh, Miriam, I lie small every day. How many are like that? I mean, you lie small every day. You are like that. You raise your hand, you're lying again in church. We lie small every day. We just say some one or two things. I mean, we mislead them. Are you coming? Oh, I'll be there soon. Meanwhile, you are in bed. I've not woken up. I'll be there soon. Somebody did me some. Yeah, I'll be there soon. Oh, I'm on my way. You haven't left the house. You are lying. Say, oh, I'm not there. That is a key. That is a key. And then it's a lifetime project until Jesus comes. We are changing. I said we are changing. Hallelujah. How many want to change? How many really, like, you know, I'm not happy the way I am. I know I can do better. I know Jesus, but I don't think I follow him as I should. How many have that mind? I know Jesus, but if Jesus was to come today and they were to judge me, I'm not happy. I don't think it will go well. If the Father was to come down from heaven and to just begin to open all the books and then record all that I've ever done, I don't think it will go well with me. But thank God that we are a family. We can start. Hallelujah. We can start. Amen. We can start. Amen. How many want to start the journey with me? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you one key. This journey, the steps come every Sunday. If you miss Sundays, it's a setback. If you miss Sundays, I want us who are on this journey to also determine that every Sunday we'll be here. Every Sunday, without fail, we'll be here. God will help us to achieve this journey. And the benefit is when you become more and more like Jesus, like in Joshua 1:8, the last part, make your way prosperous and give you good success. That is the result of following, being like Jesus. Make your way prosperous and give you good success. Hallelujah. The journey starts today. Amen. But it begins by first accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It begins by acknowledging and knowing that we need to have Jesus in our hearts.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.